Good to be back, Baruch Hashem. Good to be back. So we sing, just sing in Kilokeinu. There's a famous tire from Kutzker. Kutzker's Yartzeh was this week. Like Weimar mentioned on Chav Beis. Because Kutzker says, before we think Hashem, before we say Noda Hashem Elokeinu, Noda Hashem Adoneinu, first you have to say in Kilokeinu. First you say there's nothing like the Rabbon Hashem, and then you can thank Him. Once you realize there's nothing else besides Him, then you can thank Him. Not sure that doesn't connect to anything I want to say, but just I wanted to throw in the cut. No, because it's the cut. It was the Kutzker's Yartzeh this week, so
it was the end of the song.
It was the end of the song. It was the end of the song. It was the end of the song. Taka. So this is really for Dr. Morris. The first Torah, the end of Rishon. The pasuk says Varapo Yerape. This double lashon of that the pasuk says that the person who's sick is gonna have this double healing. Yeah. So the Chazon Megor asks, why Dafka says Verapo Yerape? Just say he's gonna be healed. What's this Verapo Yerape? Yeah. He will be healed. So before we get to the Rebbe's answer, I just wanted to share an idea that I saw from the Rebbeinu B'chaya and the Baal Term. He says that last week's parasha we saw, actually in B'shalach, he says, Ani Hashem Rofecha. Hashem says, I am your healer. Rofecha is with a fe. Rofecha. Here, it says, V'rapo yirape. It's with a... It's a hard one. It's, I don't know the exact diktos, but it's a Dagish, Malay, I don't know. I didn't do... I don't know all these. I didn't do well in NYU. I actually had to take a semester off from Hebrew, 1205, 1206. It was a disaster. But I know a little bit of Ani Hashem Rof Echa and Varapot the dot. It just depends on if it's soft or hard. So the Baal Torah Beit Mechai asked why, when talking about Hashem, it's soft, but when talking about human doctors, physical doctors, it's hard. So he said it a great vort, Baal Torah Beit Mechaya. This is exactly how I feel sometimes. You go to the doctor's office. The doctor's there to help you. But what happens sometimes? The doctor takes that wooden stick, and he's doing it to make sure you don't have strep, but it still hurts a little. You know, you get that shot. I took my son to the doctor yesterday. You get that shot, it still hurts a little. It's v'rapo yirape, it's a little kasha. When the Rebbeinu Shem does the healing, Ani Hashem Rofecha. It's soft. There's no pain. There's nothing. There's no suffering. There's no wooden stick. I'm using the wooden stick thing because I literally when I see that the doctor comes, I said no. Just tell me if I have strep. I can't. I literally can't do it. He says the doctor. My wife will make fun of me. She said you're five. Like our 6 year old could put the wooden stick down. I can't do it. Because the doctors they want to help you, but it's still a rapo yirape. It's still a little bit. That was our introduction to the vort here. But I think it connects. So the Klausberger says very simply. He says at the end of the day, we know Klai Yisrael. This week's parsha, we're at Mount and Torah, and we encamped in the mountain like one man with one heart. Says the Chazmer Rabbi, says the whole Torah is based on this midah of being one nation. Let's just do it outside. The acre of what I want to say is on the other side. He says, you want to know why it says v'rapo yirape? He says the ikar time when someone's going to feel good, when a person gets physically cured, is when others are cured. V'rapo, when are you going to be cured? Yirape, when you see others are cured. Says the Chazal Rebbe, when you see the others, someone else is going through pain and they're saved, that's your salvation. It's not talking about just a person's physical pain, it's talking about you. When you see others be inspired, when you see others connected to Judaism, when you see others have a salvation, they have a shidduch, they have parnasa, their things are going well, that's your cure. What's good for others, it's good for you. And chas v'shalom, when something's not good for someone else, it's hard for you as well. They say a story from Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler used to, people don't know this, but he used to live on the west side. And they say Rav Aaron Cutler lived in Lakewood. Yeah, he built Lakewood, but he lived on the west side. I'm sure you can tell me mises. So there was a survivor who was walking. He lost everything in the war. And Rav Aaron Cutler used to see this guy walking around by himself, very down. Always very down. And he had all over him, and he always gave him chizik. And the one time he gave him chizik, he said, listen, I'm telling you right now, next year you're gonna get married, and you're gonna have a child, you're gonna have a daughter, I'm gonna dance at your daughter's chasm. Happened to be that next year, after everything he went through, he got married and they had a daughter. 13 years later, unfortunately, Aaron passed away. Say 10 years after that, it's the daughter's wedding. And they're at the wedding, Rav Aaron's son, Rav Shneur Cutler, his son, comes to the wedding. And this guy, the survivor, he turns to Rav Shneur and he said, Rav Shneur, thank you so much for coming, but you're going to have to schlep all the way here. What's Pesha? He said, my father told me on his deathbed, to follow your daughter. Because he says he wasn't going to be able to keep his promise that he was going to dance at your daughter's wedding. I'm here representing my father. Wow. That is yirape. That is when you see someone else, he's mamish on his own deathbed. He's telling his son, make sure to represent me at this, at that daughter's wedding. That's a Jew who's looking not only about themselves. That's a Jew whose ruchnius is, their spirituality is the ikker. This is actually what he said in 9:15. The Rebbe said on a later pasuk in the parsha in Shishi, "Va'avartas Hashem Elokeichem, u'beirachas vachmuch v'esmeimecha v'asirosi machle mikirbecha." You're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, and He'll bless you with bread, page 2, with water, and He's going to take away all the sickness from you. And he asked the question, all the Mefarshim asked, why is the beginning of the pasuk here plural, but the end of the pasuk, it ends off singular? Right? V'avaratem shalom keichem, plural. I guess tonight is the diktuk, tonight's the diktuk thing that I didn't really get, but simply, that's plural, it's atem, keichem. And then it changes, v'asirusim machon mikirbecha, sing lachmecha, meimecha. Why the switch? So he says, let's just do it outside, and then we'll say it inside. He says that at the end of the day, the beginning of the pasuk, that refers to ruchnis, refers to your spirituality. Spirituality, and when it comes to ruchnis, we're always looking to grow, we're always looking to increase. It's got to be plural. It's got to be more and more and more. But when it comes to your gashmius, when it comes to your car, or your January vacation, or your food, or your steak, whatever it is, it could be biyachid. It doesn't have to be the greatest thing in the world. That's what the Al Shach says. We say this in Aleinu. You know, there's sometimes those divrei Torah, they just get to you when you're davening. You just want to daven, and just like the Dvar Torah comes to your head. So the Al Shach says, "Bashamayim imava aratz mitachas einu." Bashamayim, when you're going for ruchnius things, mimal, I go for the best. The best Rebbe, the best davening, the best sitter, the best apps, the best. The best. Gotta go for the best. When it comes to Baal HaAretz, when it comes to the artsiest, when it comes to the bodily things, mitachas, it doesn't have to be the best things in the world. Ezu Ashes Meach Bechelko, says the Mishnah Perkei Avos, who is rich, the one who is happy with his portion. Sheesh lo la'adim yos sove v'retzo b'masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin lo. Va'yikanu libo b'chaveru sheesh lo miyos mimanu. Right, so that Gemara, that Mishnah is telling us, when you look at your friend, you should be happy with what you have. Don't look at your friend and look at what he has. Rav Golach, actually, you'll like this. Rav Golach says on that Mishnah, Ezo Asher Smeach Bechelko, not referring to your portion, Ezo Asher, who's rich? Smeach Bechelko, you're happy with what your friend has. Bechelko. That's Yerape. Bechelko means that, right, we always remember, Ezo Asher Smeach Bechelko, happy with what you have. No. You're happy with what your friend has, and you don't have. Like I remember when I was young, in the year 2000, the Yankees played the Mets. It was a very chashuv thing in New York. So we were zocher to go to, two out of the five games. I don't know how my father got tickets, but we got tickets. I was spoiled. But the shul had a raffle for game 4. And it ended up being that we won the raffle. And I was just like, I remember thinking about like, so many other people in the families in the shul didn't get to go to one game. Why are we? So I ended up being my father sold game 4 because the Yankees lost game 3. So who wants to go to game 4? If you go to game 5, I might see them clinch. I'm sorry to bring up the Yankees as a Red Sox. But I'm not even sure why. Yeah, so I'm saying, Lamaisa, those families should have been happy for the Mirzal family. Okay, so we got to go to 3, you got to go to 0. I didn't go to the 3rd. My father didn't take me to game 5. Okay, no. I went to enough. If someone else has something good, be happy for them. I guess it's much easier said than done. He says, that refers to Gashmis. Says the Kozak Rebbe, Shona Dover B'ini Ruchis. When it comes to spirituality, the Avodah Hashem Hashem Yisparach V'limena to Tarkadosh Ma'yusu Hi L'kinos B'chavero Shedis Alam Edrega El Yonam Igmenu. He says that sometimes jealousy could be good. When you look over your friend, right? Kinos Sofrim Tar B'chachma. The Gemara says in Baba Basra. When you're jealous of your friend, you should be jealous of your friend to acquire wisdom. Masha actually says in that Gemara, it should really say kinas sofrim tarba sofr kinas chochmim chachamim tarba chachma. Why does it say sofrim? The whole Masha on that's not for now. Kluger says that the only way that works is if you're happy with what you have. If you're always jealous of other people, you're never gonna. It's not a good feeling to be jealous. If you're happy with what you have, and then the help and and you're really happy with what you have, but you also want to increase, then that'll be healthy. But if it's jealousy and looking at that person's Judaism and it makes you feel bad, then it's not good jealousy. Now, that's the whole thing by Rachel. Rachel was jealous by Leah. Wasn't jealous of her kids. It was jealous of her good deeds. Chazal tells us she was jealous of her righteousness. But the Indian here is always trying to do as much as we can to grow, to try to be v'rapo yirapi the good Jew, to try to be an ezo ashes meir b'chel kol the good Jew. You know, ruchnius. And that's exactly what the pasuk is saying. Ulevadatam as Hashem elokeichem b'loshen rabim. Why does it say at the beginning of the pasuk does it say it plural? A Jew's always got to look over at his friends to try to help them grow. When it comes to your ruchnis, it comes to your paycheck, you have to be happy with what you have. But you're looking at your friends' Judaism, your friends' Shimon Esrei, your friends' connection, that should inspire us. That should inspire everyone. But again, it has to be a healthy way. As soon as it comes negative, as soon as it makes you feel negative, it's over. It's Yitzhar.
Who recognized their avodah?
What?
Who recognizes their avodah?
Yeah.
Smech b'chelko, who recognizes their portion, recognizes...
Recognize your...
What your avodah is, yeah, in the world, then you're satisfied.
That's a Yitzhar. So we start off with the Torah and the Baal Torah, and then the Rebbeinu Mechai, V'rapi, Rapi is the Lashon of Kasha, and Yashem Revecha is the Lashon of Raka, because when the Rebbeinu Shem heals, he heals softly. We heal, sometimes there's a physical touch, there's a hardship. Verapo Yirapi, he says, Verapo, says the Rebbe. When it comes to, you want to know how to be healed? Yirapi, when other people are healed. When things could happen for others. And that's what Rav Aaron's dying wish. And that's Vavadas Hashem Alkechem, right? How does a Jew on his deathbed do that? It's because when his whole life is ruchnis, his whole life is thinking about others, his whole life is thinking about the Rebbeinu Shem. Let's end up with the Maisa, you know, the hour's life. Anyone who's a Davin Marv, there's a Marv at 10, but if anyone's 9:45, I don't want to hold anyone back. Story goes is that the Vizhnitzer Rebbe was once had a chassid, and the chassid unfortunately had like 6-7 kids, and unfortunately the wife passed away. I'm not sure if he said the story before, but and the next year or soon after, they're making a wedding, and the Rebbe turned to the chassid and he told him. He said, after the wedding, I want you to come over. I want to schmooze with you after the wedding. I'm sure everyone here knows Hasidic weddings don't end at 11 o'clock. End at 3 or 4 in the morning. So he came, okay, no, I'll come. The Rebbe tells me to come, I'm going to come. So the Rebbe came to the wedding. There was a lot of dancing. It was one of those bittersweet weddings, obviously. And the Rebbe gets a knock at the door. It's like 3:30 after the mitzvah tants. And he starts asking these questions. How was the fish? How was the meat? How was the band? How was the dessert? How was the mitzvah? All these like mundane questions, and the guy left. The guy left. So the shamash asked. You know, it's always a shamash in every good Hasidic story. Shamash asked the Rebbe. Said, "What's pshat? Like, you could have just asked him after shachris in the morning. Why'd you have to make him come tonight?" So he said, "What do people usually do after a celebration, after a simcha? Their bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, wedding? You usually go over the night with your spouse. You go over all the details." He says, "This Jew is going to come home to an empty home tonight. I wanted to make sure that he has someone he could talk to and talk about the chasna." That's a v'rapo yirapi Jew. That's a Jew who's looking to, who's avarta shem shalom kechem. That's their Yiddish, their ruchnius is their Yiddishkeit. As Rav Amir said, it's the shir shirim. Now as we enter the month, the Shabbos benching Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shem Shabbos us. There's no greater simcha in the Rebbeinu Shem's eyes than seeing his family care for each other and always growing with each other, looking out for each other. Hashem should bless us, Bezos Hashem, to enter into this month with great simcha and great joy, caring for his people, always looking to grow. Bezos Hashem Yisparach. Shabbos, good chodesh.
Where was he?